Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And with everyone's help, I know we can make this earth a much, much, much better place. During the first 15 minutes of the show today or so, I'll be channeling President John F. Kennedy along with Judy Calley, one of America's best psychics. She's on the line now, and I want to make a few announcements, and then we'll go, we'll talk to Judy. during the second part of this first hour, we'll also be interviewing several people about the California fires and what can hopefully be done about them. I wanted to tell you about a few events coming up on Saturday, December 1st, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'll be having a free psychic and hutto fair, in Olympia, Washington. It'll be held at 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia, and it's free. It's located about an hour south of Seattle. At 11 a.m., I'll be giving a free special presentation on healing with scalar energy. And then at 12 noon, I'll be giving a free updated lecture on my new book that was published called Messages from the Masters, with updates from Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Nostradamus, and others on some really wonderful things happening now on this planet. The free psychic readings will be a Christmas present to everyone who's supported my show. It's my way of giving back. So if you'd like a free reading, please come down to Olympia on Saturdays, December 1st, anytime between 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 9101 Stillicum Road. Also, I wanted to tell you, my next Galactic Wisdom Conference will be held at the same location in Olympia, Washington, from April 12th to the 19th. And for more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. After the conference, I'll be leading a group of people to visit sacred sites on the Hopi Reservation and meeting Hopi elders in Arizona from April 19th to April 28th. The cost will be $400 per person, and all the proceeds from the trip will be split between the Hopi and the Moto Peace Project. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Finally, for those in Europe, I'll be giving a special free presentation at Watkins Books in London, England on June 13th from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Watkins is a famous bookstore located on Cecil Court in London, and it's easy to get there. Just take the tube to Leicester Square. The presentation will be free, and I hope you can come. The presentation will be on messages from my good friend President Kennedy, Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, the Galactic Alliance, and others on our beautiful, bright future. After my presentation, Michiko Hayashi, the Immortal Peace Project, will also be giving a presentation at Watkins on Thursday, July 20th, from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. I hope you can come to either or both presentations. With that, I'd like to welcome my good friend Judy from California. I consider her one of America's best psychics. And Judy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, and I'm really thrilled to be here on a day after we're still in the glow of the Thanksgiving energy, sharing and caring. Are we not all blessed in one way or another?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, my great spirit friends have told me, Judy, that we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us, but there will be some challenges. And I know you're a wonderful psychic, Judy, and I consider you one of America's best psychic. Would you mind bringing in our dear friend John F. Kennedy, and perhaps he might have some messages for us today?
Yes, but I would first like to share that regardless of what's going to happen or what will happen, what determines your experience in anything is your own level of self-love.
Mm.
So if you focus on loving yourself more today than tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and you keep putting your focus on, you will be exactly in your divine flow no matter what's going on.
Wow, that's such good advice. Thank you for sharing that, Judy. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Now, first who's come in is Jacqueline. Here we go.
Okay.
On this miraculous day of memories with family, I offer you the wisdom that I always applied in my life that I would like to share with you. There are many things that pull us from different directions, and they can seem extremely important. But really, in the larger scheme of things, how many things really will matter in 4, 5, 10 years? So no matter what's going on in your life, take the time to be connected to family in whatever way honors you, whether it is through your spiritual family, your genetic family, your family of nature, your family of the elementals, your family of the ocean kingdom, or your family of the galactic awareness. It doesn't matter. Just make time to be in the energy frequency of family, and that nurtures and supports you on every level.
Wow.
I am John Fitzgerald Kennedy, and it is really fun for me to come after my wife in a topic that I hold very dear to my heart. I watch America and the world connect in so many ways just yesterday with the outpouring of love. And if we just extended that level of joy and camaraderie and friendship and communal sharing, we would have complete world peace in an instant. It is important at this time for each person to pay attention to how they personally contribute to the collective of energy. Every single part of you has a higher sense of purpose. And if you tune in to what that higher sense of purpose is, you will know it instantly because it makes you giggle. It brings you a good feeling in your heart, and it allows you to feel connected to all of life. It is important at this time that the web of peace be spread. And as you spread peace from your heart, then peace is then felt by all those around you. And then they spread it around them. And it's so on and so on and so on. So it's important that you take responsibility for your contribution to the world in whatever way speaks to your heart. It could be as simple as picking up litter. It could be as simple as helping a homeless person. It can be petting a dog. It can be smiling at somebody. It doesn't have to be a major contribution. But when each person tunes into peace in their heart first and makes peace in their heart a priority, then as my beautiful wife Jacqueline suggested, we will have world peace in the amount of time that it takes you to feel that oneness of peace within your heart. And if you're there, then you help create your world to be there. War has been a path of ways in which we have violated each other. And we have basically said to everybody in the world, not us, just America, but each country, these are our boundaries. And if you're not like us, then you're not welcome. But that's not the way the heart of divinity works. An apple tree gives its apples freely to anybody that wants to pick one. It does not matter if it's a convict or whether it is a social worker. It does not matter if it's a child or somebody who is in a wheelchair. An apple tree does not care. It shares its wealth with all. And therefore, when it gives everything it has to give, and the cycle of life has changed, and it disintegrates back into the earth, it happily and lovingly gives its energy to whatever form of nature it will then find itself in the next time. Mm-hmm. So we could use that little awareness to pay attention to how you are intending each day and each moment. Are you sharing from your heart in a loving way? Are you pulling back and withholding and not sharing? That creates the separations and the boundaries and the division that we have in our world today. And nothing has been more important to me and my family in our lifetime here, no matter what part we played, truthfully, was to bring peace on earth. That is my message. I give it to you from my heart. My family thanks you for your contribution in whatever way you take the banner and you choose to honor only what you know is in your heart. Take responsibility. Make your life, your world, a better place. And if each person chose to do that, we would see transformation in a snap of an impact.
Thank you so much, Judy, and President Kennedy for that, and Jacqueline for your beautiful messages. It's really an honor, a beautiful honor to have you both on my show today. Thank you so much.
It was our honor to be here.
Judy, as always, the things you have to say on the air sometimes leaves me speechless, and I'm speechless now. I did have a statement that I received from President Kennedy a few days ago, but you've said everything I was going to say, except we have to make the right decisions, and we have a very bright and beautiful future ahead of us with no war, no poverty, no disease, and abundance. Hello, did we lose her, Nathan? Okay, we lost Judy, but we'll see if we can bring her back. But President Kennedy told me several days ago in a Thanksgiving message to say that we're all very powerful and special spiritual beings, and we are all helping to create a beautiful new planet where there will be no war, no poverty, no disease, and abundance for everyone. And this is the kind of future that all of us listening today, our children, future generations, are going to have in the future. And we have a beautiful new earth that's being created right now as we speak, and you're all sparks of light. President Kennedy talked last year about how he had seen many, many beautiful sparks of light on the planet, and he said eventually the earth itself will become one beautiful ball of a planet covered completely in love and light, and that is happening now as we speak. He's also saying, don't let anything negative stand in our path, because we are being helped by President Kennedy and Jacqueline, and we are all headed for a much brighter and brighter future. Nathan's trying to reach Judy now. We lost her, but if we can't get her back. I wanted to share that with everyone today as a beautiful Thanksgiving message. President Kennedy is still our president on the other side, and he's still helping us from the other side. And as I said that, this studio just lit up in this beautiful white light. My goodness, I believe it's the light of President Kennedy. And I have Rebecca Campbell, my guest now, for my second hour. And I was going to ask Rebecca, do you see the light here in the studio? It's much brighter, isn't it?
There seemed to be a switch on of the electrical system.
Yeah.
A bit of a power up. Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Yeah, I think the...
It was slight, but it was visible.
Right. I think the the spirits have done that. But thank you so much, Judy, for coming on. We lost Judy, but we got a good message from President Kennedy. I'm so glad I was able to also give this other message. Real quick, before we bring Rebecca on, I asked Joseph Anthony on. He's a psychic and astrologer about the fires in California. He had sent me a note on Facebook to watch a Vimeo on the fires around Malibu. And the amazing thing is, these fires are not normal from what I've seen. And this link had a video of all these cars that have been burned out on the beach in Malibu. And they weren't from the fires. That looked like they had all been hit by directed energy weapons. Anyway, let's bring on Joseph just for a few minutes, and I'll bring on Rebecca here in just a second. Joseph, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Ted. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, my friend. It's so nice to have you here. I wanted to bring you on briefly today, and as a psychic, to get your take on what's been happening with these fires in California.
Well, it has a lot to do with what's going on behind the scenes.
Okay.
The first thing, as soon as I saw the fires, I knew that there was an agenda behind them.
Okay.
And I'm sure your listeners are well aware right now there's a real battle going on for control of the monetary system and the political system of this world.
Sure.
And it's gotten pretty nasty.
Right.
And California seems to be a major target because, you know, the whole theme behind all of it is to propagate fear, you know, to create more fear in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they've been controlling humanity, through fear and misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
And the first hit I got was that was done on purpose to cause conflict with whoever's behind the scene making the major changes.
I see. Okay. Okay, great. Great, Joe. Well, you'll be coming on my show at the end of December, actually, and we'll be having a special program with your predictions for the coming year. And so I couldn't resist having you on today, Joe, just to give a few words of wisdom. I know that that Vimeo footage you posted on Facebook, it's amazing, really. Joe posted a Vimeo footage of this film of all these burned out cars and buses in vehicles on the beach at Malibu, and there wasn't any fire around. That's the strange part of it. People, I think, were probably in those cars, burned to death, but there's no fire around. So how did they get burned? That's the question that I'm trying to be finding some answers today.
Sure.
But anyway, Joe, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. Do you have anything else you'd like to add before I go on to my next speaker?
No, you said it perfectly, that we are in a transitional period,
right,
and that there is a light at the end of this tunnel. It's just that right now the changes are occurring to all of us, physically, emotionally, politically, socially, economically, and that never to lose faith and remember who we are. We're
right.
Spiritual beings in a physical container having experiences.
Right, right. So, well, I'll be having Joe on again for a full hour on December 28th, so please listen for his show, and I'll be asking what he sees for the new year. He's a wonderful astrologer and psychic as well. Well, Joe, thanks so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ted.
Okay. All right, Joe. Take care. Now, I'd like to bring on my good friend, Rebecca Campbell. She's a light worker, wonderful light worker and activist from Olympia, Washington. And Rebecca, how are you doing today?
Pretty well. How about you?
Oh, fine. Fine. I'm so glad you could be here in the studio with me. for those of you on the internet, you can either listen to the audio or you can see us live actually on YouTube by going to the station website at www.1150kknw.com and either clicking Listen Live or YouTube right now. I was going to say, these are not normal fires, are they? Their homes and cars have been incinerated at an astonishing rate in Paradise, California. For example, the fire marshal said that the fire swept through his city at the rate of 80 football-length stadiums at the speed of light. Within a few minutes, the entire town was burned up. The total now is near 1,000 people, and for those people who escaped the fire in Paradise, if they tried to drive out of town, they were often burned to death and their skeletons and remains were reduced to ashes, even miles from Paradise, California, where there was no fire. Tell me, Rebecca, what do you think's going on and who will benefit from these fires?
I'm glad you asked that question, Ted.
Why would anybody do such a thing if there was a purpose behind it? But do you think it's a natural occurrence?
If I thought it was a natural occurrence, I can assure you I would not be here today.
Okay.
There would be very little to discuss, and we have a tremendous amount to discuss in just a little over half an hour. So I'm going to bullet point it today, and you had said you want me back on, and so these things that I'm just bullet pointing today, as this story unfolds,
sure,
can be further detailed.
Okay.
No, it is not natural, but if you have a satanic cult that is a globalist cult that has taken over our planet, and particularly targeting the United States because of its capabilities in many different directions, and probably the most prominent part of the United States, which at this point is California, the eighth largest economy in the world, its own nation, that kind of explains why there's so much happening in the bellwether state. They try things out in California, beta test them, and then they try it out in other parts of the world, and that's mm-hmm. exactly what's happening. We're next.
Okay.
So it's important for me, because I'm on the West Coast as well, just to the north, as are you and everyone in Washington State, to get the information out so that we can stop it. All right, so here are some of the bullet points indicating, giving really good reasons, not just general impressions, as to why, as to what this really is and what can be done to stop it and why. All right, number one, the map of the fire, of the, I'm going to call them Calinfernos because I think it's a really good name for it, Calinfernos path, duplicated by the map of planned Agenda 21 light railway. One of the hallmarks of UN Agenda 21, which is basically the satanic globalist takeover of the planet using the environmental movement as a Trojan horse with, quote, sustainable development, sustainable cities, and the Wildlands Project, and this part happening right now with the Calinfernos has so far been more the Wildlands Project because it's more in the rural and forested areas. Next, the urban areas, and I'll explain that a little later. Now, the builder, developer, and prime beneficiary, we're following the money at a number of points here, the fact that we can follow the money on this kind of refutes that this is a wild conspiracy theory, because anytime you bring it down to earth and can give the money trail,
sure,
then that strongly grounds it in what most people would say 3D reality.
Just to back up a little bit, you're saying that if you look at a map of where the fires have been in California,
mm-hmm,
that matches perfectly of the Agenda 21 light rail system that
is planned to be put in the next year or two.
Okay.
Now,
who would benefit from that?
Okay, I'm going to get to that in one second, but it occurred to me to mention, because if some of you are seeing us on Facebook, where you can see us, but still we're not going to have maps or anything today.
YouTube.
You need to just web search the light rail map and then web search the path of the fires map, and you'll find it on different websites, and you will see that they match.
They match, yeah.
Okay, and all this is circumstantial evidence building a criminal case, a RICO case, against traitors within the government of California and the military. All right, the builder and prime beneficiary and development of this light railway is Richard Bloom.
Now, wait a minute. Richard Bloom, isn't he the husband of Dianne Feinstein, the senator of California?
That's right. And Dianne Feinstein is basically an unregistered agent for Communist China, because she had a number of Communist Chinese spies in her office, including her chauffeur, for the past 20 years. And again, this is not wild conspiracy theory.
No, that's true. I've seen the stories.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
that's documented.
And you'll find that in the mainstream media, even. They won't give you much substantive information about it, but it's in the mainstream media. Whether it's only a few lines long, you can find it.
But now that most of the people along the route for the rail line are either dead or their homes are burned, do you think it's going to be easy for Mr. Bloom to get people's land to institute a rail line?
Oh, yes. In contrast to this man's last name, you have a total blight on the path of the fires that coincides with the railway, and this individual to be even doing what he's doing is obviously connected to PG&E, which is Rothschild controlled, and this whole modus operandi, particularly with the money, of destroying areas in different ways, including urban areas in more slow motion, which is, you know, the bust and boom cycles of neighborhoods and then gentrification. All this is classic Rothschild playbook they've been using since the time of the Napoleonic Wars.
Do you think there's sufficient facts to open up a criminal investigation against Dianne Feinstein and her husband, Richard Bloom?
On many different fronts, but yes, when I lay out the rest of this with the points, you're going to hear it.
Go ahead.
Should I go ahead?
Go ahead.
All right. Now, a third thing that has been reported by Deborah Tavares and some other activists on the ground in California is there's games being played with the insurance, disaster insurance specifically. And this would be either fire insurance or earthquake insurance. And what is predictable about these fires is because it's happened for 2 years in a row, you'll get insurers claiming that they will no longer insure these areas because they're too, quote, or areas in California, period, because they're too, quote, fire prone. Of course, they're not bothering to mention that there's, which we're going to get into, these were not natural fires. They were engineered fires, but they're not going to say that. So, and then the other part, and we'll get into this a little bit later too, is the earthquake insurance. But that ties in, but it's a little separate thing that I have. It's like bullet point number 19 or something.
Okay.
So we'll get it, and we can fill this in a little bit more as we do the updates, because this is such a complex, really important topic that it'll probably take a couple of shows to do.
Now, forgive me, sure. I don't want to interrupt your train of thought, but they made the same allegation. There were also evidence that the Shasta fires, the fires near Shasta, mm-hmm. A couple of months ago, were also similar fires where there was allegations of directed energy weapons being used at that time as well, mm-hmm. to burn off homes in Redding, for example, California.
I don't think it was at the level that this fire was.
Okay.
But they may have been testing like a pre-beta test.
Okay.
They might, because I think Mount Shasta, I could be wrong. You've been there quite a bit. I've only been through it a couple times.
Yeah.
I think it's more rural. I think there's more forested. It's like a national park area.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think there'd be as many homes in that area.
No, there isn't.
Like there would be in Paradise and these other areas,
right,
Magala,
right,
et cetera. Mm-hmm. Yeah, however you pronounce that. All right.
Sure.
Now, this just happened, but it follows the same pattern of circumstantial criminal evidence.
Uh-huh.
This week, and it was just a day or two ago, the Butte County, in which Paradise, Magala, and these other burned out towns, the health director of that county issued an order barring people's return to their own property, including their homes and land, indefinitely, quote unquote, because of supposed spurious environmental dangers, like, you know, toxic chemicals, you know, and this sort of thing. And there's a lot of evidence, which we won't get into right now, that this is spurious. But it follows the same pattern, and here we go again with patterns of evidence, circumstantial evidence. The L.A. Times last year, in the fires in 2017 in Santa Rosa and that area,
mm-hmm.
Documented, albeit very tinily, that the Army Corps of Engineers was going into the areas after the fire and bulldozing the people's houses, even because they weren't quite as devastated. They were pretty devastated, but, you know, not quite at the level of incineration. And what was left of the homes was being bulldozed, and not only the actual above-surface structures, it could be businesses and that sort of thing, too, particularly small businesses, not corporate. And then they were also raising the razing, the foundations of these buildings, to make it almost impossible to build again. Showing that to me, it's a pattern of evidence showing the light rail and the sustainable development, so-called, because there's no reason other than that they would be totally getting rid of the people's ability to rebuild their homes.
Well, would it be safe to assume that since the county health director in Butte County, where Paradise is located, issued this health directive, then they could say that the land is almost worthless and they'll offer people a dollar an acre for their land?
Cossack Rothschild. This is exactly what the whole Rothschild paradigm is. So, yes, totally.
Sure. Okay.
All right. But you're seeing that this is a recurring pattern because they did it last year.
Right.
They're very intelligent. The cabal, the satanic globalists, are very highly intelligent. They're not particularly imaginative or creative. They do the same crap, filthy crap, over and over again. But it's on multiple levels. Whenever they do something, and I'm sure I'll demonstrate it with these bullet points, there's more than one reason for them doing it. And underneath all of this, profit is the motive right before it. Mm-hmm. It's the cover story.
Right.
But there is underneath that is genocide and ecocide, because it's a death cult. And again, we don't have time to get into this, but I think you're going to get the idea when we go through the bullet points here.
Well, we'll be having you on again.
Yeah, but you're going to see this just in the bullet points.
Sure.
And then we can elaborate on it.
Sure.
PG&E, Rothschild-controlled, is Rothschild-controlled. And you can see this.
That's the utility in California.
Northern California utility.
Right. Okay.
That's already been fingered for it, because supposedly their electrical wire set this on fire, which is another cover story. But
sure.
I mean, it's partially true, because I'm sure they did catch fire with the directed energy weapons, but it's only a tiny part of the story.
Right.
Now, if you look on the board of directors, and that's where you have to look, if you want to find the cabal in the financial sense, you find interlocking boards of directors. So you get Rothschild Incorporated, now based in, interestingly enough, Las Vegas, Nevada, or Reno, Nevada. And then you look on the board of directors, and you get the VP of Rothschild in North America, Roger Kimmel, sitting on prominently on the board of directors. He's one of the top ones listed on the listing. And
for PG&E.
For PG&E, yeah.
Okay.
And then you, Deborah Tavares found this gem. When you look on the Rothschild website, which she did, she checks primary documents, which is one of the reasons she's as good as she is at what she does. She found this little gem, which is Rothschild Incorporated has a new corporate department, and they listed their two new co-heads that they just hired for this. And I'm not going to bother with their names, but their functions is important. And the name of this corporate department was, you're going to love it. It's got like really multiple meanings, and it's very sinister. Restructuring North America.
Oh, really?
Yep. And that goes right along with Agenda 21 and the maps that I told you about. So here we go with other circumstantial evidence. All right. Now, this is really damning. This next one is PG&E again. PG&E, and I'm the one, I believe, who found the patent, and then I put it out there with no attribution, and other activists picked up on it. So now it's better known. PG&E owns the patent for satellite and aircraft-borne laser-directed energy weapons.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Albert Einstein's told me many times that God doesn't play with dice and everything happens for a reason. So that's interesting that they've got that.
Okay? Yes.
Okay.
And as I mentioned to you when we were talking before the show,
The
original name of Paradise, California, meaning heaven at this point, was actually Pair-a-Dice. Pair of dice, because it was a saloon town with the gold rush.
Interesting.
And
okay.
And you mentioned dice with the universe, so it was an interesting synchronicity. But
right.
I'll mention this little fun fact that I just mentioned a little further, and you'll see how it relates.
Okay.
All right, number seven. In relation to what I just said about PG&E owning this directed energy weapon / laser patent for a satellite or aircraft platform, they moved the North American receptor site for this directed energy weapon and platform from Nevada. I believe it was Nevada, it was Death Valley, the Mojave Desert, to Northern California in Sebastopol, right after they forced the activists who were totally against the smart meters, and they were all in that area that got burned out, which is, I'll get to that in a second, they imposed smart meters.
Interesting.
And we're going to see how that, I'm going to mention that in a second, too. I'll tie it together.
I wanted to ask you, too.
Sure.
The fire that happened in Southern California, there was a radio, or Paradise, there was a radio station there, wasn't there? Is that one of your bullet
points? I was just getting to that.
Okay, yeah, I'll let you get to it.
All right.
Sorry.
So just reiterate a little bit with what I just said, but I'll parse it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Neighborhoods of lead activists, and here's where I'm going to get to what you just said, opposing Agenda 21 were targeted. This includes Deborah Tavares, Sandy Moore, Rosa Corey of Behind the Green Mask, and her partner, Kay, and it begins with a T, I can't remember her partner's
That's
last
okay.
name.
Yeah.
Last year, 2017, and Tavares, this is very interesting, and it tends to correct, but we'd have to extrapolate it and get more figures on this. Deborah Tavares and Lou Tavares, her husband, had their smart meter in their house removed, and their house was spared.
Interesting.
In the middle of all these fires around that destroyed their neighborhood, their house was left standing once they and it coincided to them with them having their smart meter removed.
Okay, this begs the question.
Mm-hmm.
Puget Sound Energy here in Washington State's been putting in smart meters. I know they're in King County.
That's Seattle City Light.
Seattle City Light. Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Seattle City Light's been putting in. Can a smart meter, can that be used to start a fire intentionally by a negative, by somebody who has,
and I'm getting to that.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Yes, emphatically. And
okay.
I just implied that by what I just said.
Okay.
Once
right.
you remove the smart meter, then you see that there's another way of proving this, but I think the odds of your house burning in one of these fires goes way down.
Yeah, yeah.
And this also, and I'll bring this here while I had it elsewhere, but I'll bring this in.
Right.
Inside cars. Manufactured after 2006, though some of this in its incremental form dates from the late 70s.
Right.
Ever since 2006, they went with a totally computerized type car.
Right. Yeah.
And inside the car, there's the driver power chain, I think it's called, and there's elements in the power chain that are analogous to smart meters. It's a digital device in the car that's like a smart meter.
Huh.
And notice that the cars were totally incinerated. In other words, the smart meters and these power chain,
right,
what would you call it, embedded devices, similar to smart meters, are locks on the laser-directed energy weapons that allows them to come into the structure or into the car. And if you don't have that, it's less likely that the car is going to explode from the inside out or incinerate from the inside out. It might get caught, but you have, you know, from the outside, but you're still going to have a better chance. And obviously, if your car suddenly explodes into flames and consumes everybody in it.
Okay, I've got another quick question.
Sure.
I know where Joe Anthony sent me the Vimeo tape.
Yeah.
Where it showed all these cars and buses and vehicles all burned out.
Mm-hmm.
With people still in them, just skeletal remains
right.
on the beach in Malibu.
Right.
That wasn't naturally caused.
No.
And on the
because it was the beach. Obviously.
Yeah, it was the beach. And obviously, and also to the people who had escaped paradise and gotten out and were alive and were driving away, there's no fire at all. And this is maybe 15 or 20 miles away.
Uh-huh.
Almost all of their cars are burned out too, with people also tragically burned up in the middle of it with skeletons, remains.
And this isn't going to be immediately evident. This is why it's going to take a while to determine the body count up there, because I don't think they're going to find bodies. They're going to find piles of ashes.
I think this is a criminal. This is a crime scene, not a regular fire, and it should be investigated as such. Go ahead.
And so what I can add here, I'll jump it. It was coming up, but this brings up that I think there needs to be, as part of this criminal investigation, a forensic investigation to find out how much of the path of the fires, like it coincides with the light rail, how much of the path of the fires, and this would go for 2017 and 18, coincide with the presence of smart meters.
Right.
In neighborhoods or towns where the fires targeted.
And I think also it would be good to look at the finances of both Howard Bloom and Dianne Feinstein.
You mean Richard.
Richard Bloom, sorry.
Yes.
Richard Bloom, yeah.
Yes.
Look at both of their finances, see where they get their money and who's been paying them.
Yep, yeah. And that would be part of an investigating, I would say, him more than her.
Right.
Because he's actually developing this.
Right.
But she would be indirectly implicated.
Accomplice.
As a United States Senator, because she's a federal government official, and you have that provision that if you know about a criminal act and you don't report it,
right.
I think that's Section 18,
right.
then you're part of it.
Right.
All right.
Exactly.
And I'm calling that, and we talked about this, deliberate denial of remedy indicating culpability in criminal conspiracy.
Right.
And I'm going to repeat that a number of times. There's a pattern here. Top independent internet rate. Oh, here's another thing. Besides the neighborhoods of activists who got burned out, the areas that were burned out in Northern California were largely conservative and independent and libertarian areas. All right.
Okay.
And then included in that, the top independent internet radio station, BBS Studios, featuring many activist shows, some of the best known of them, was totally destroyed. After it was totally destroyed a decade ago in Texas, once by fire this time, and another by water a decade ago. So they've been targeted twice.
How could the station be have a flood in Texas when they've been in a drought for so many years? Doesn't make sense.
I don't know the story on that. I haven't had time on the Texas thing, but I do know they were in the middle of paradise when it was burned. So that's how that happened. It would be interesting to see if they had a smart meter on or in their building.
Right.
But again, you know, this is what some other
James
details.
Gillian has his radio station on that channel.
As you wish, and he had to move at the moment to perhaps temporarily to YouTube.
Right.
Which is kind of jumping from the frying pan into the fire, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Forensic investigators. Okay, and I already said that. Okay, so here's the formula for the current Calinfernos. Calinfernos being these mega fires, so-called forest fires that aren't. Smart meters plus aerial geoengineering and airborne satellite lasers plus normal geoengineering, so far as the chemtrails and so forth, equals Calinfernos. That's the formula. And part of the dried out forests, which Trump was assailing California, but it's not the whole story, is simple mismanagement of the forest, not doing Native American best practices such as culling, selective culling of the trees, weeding, and burning.
Yep.
And they haven't been doing that, allowing a huge amount of deadwood to accumulate in the forest, not to mention the geoengineering that helps with the drying out. The other thing I wanted to mention quickly, before I forget it, is that Deborah Tavares, sterling investigator that she is, found that this major cabal family in San Francisco based, and they're a clothier, and I'm blanking out on the name and
okay.
the name of the, but anyhow, they paid under the environment, you know, rubric of green, being green. Somehow they got the okay to have agents on land that they bought. They bought several hundred thousand acres in Northern California. It allowed them to hire agents to go in, agents being in the broadest sense, operatives, to go in and use glyphosate on large amounts of those trees to kill them for environmental purposes. And I don't have the details on this, but it's been verified. I just have to find out more.
Well, there's another factor, too. For years, chemtrails have been sprayed by the U.S. Air Force that area, and it's dried out.
That's what I said.
The area, yeah, they've dried it.
There's another iteration on this, which we're getting to.
Sure.
You'll hear it.
Sure.
Okay, we're getting to it right now. And so here's the pattern of criminality of government California government state officials. Current California governor, but outgoing, in January, Jerry Brown, Brown, in 2016, vetoed a bipartisan bill that unanimously passed the California state legislature to upgrade selective burning, logging, and weeding similar to Native American best practices. So I'm going to use my theme here.
Okay.
Deliberate denial of remedy, indicating collusion and criminal conspiracy. All right. Brown, let's see. Oh, he just signed a bill in the last month or two that allowed PG&E a bailout in case they're sued by thousands of people in California, which is understandable that that would be happening.
Right.
But this bailout means that those who are suing would also be responsible for the bill as ratepayers of PG&E for their electricity and gas and so forth. So they're essentially going to be footing the bill for their own lawsuits if they're trying to do a conventional lawsuit. All right. And then I'm going to mention something near the end that's an alternative to this madness.
Okay, we've got about 15 minutes or so left.
All right,
14, yeah.
Okay, so here's another government official that.
Yeah.
So you see Brown's culpability. All right, now.
Yeah.
Now, then Lieutenant Governor, now the governor elect of California, Gavin Newsom, former mayor of San Francisco, was briefed by geoengineering activist, well known Dane Wigington.
Good man.
He's partially.
Okay.
Partially.
Yeah.
I've got some misgivings, but yeah,
okay.
Basically.
I like
All right.
it.
And he did do a yeoman's service in leaving this trail of evidence.
Right.
All right. When was this? 2013 or 14. So this was a while ago. He briefed Newsom on the desiccant effect, the drying effect, and blocking of the rain that the aerial geoengineering from the airplanes, et cetera, was creating,
right,
and figuring in with the so-called climate change,
mm-hmm.
and the drying of the forest and the burning of the forest, the friability of the forest.
Right.
Gavin Newsom's response to this was, "I don't need this."
Hmm.
Now you can interpret that any way you want, but he probably quote didn't need it because he was going to run for governor as an extremely ambitious possible psychopath, which many of these people tend to be.
Yeah.
So again, I say. Deliberate denial of remedy, because he did nothing except make that statement. Deliberate denial of remedy, indicating culpability in criminal conspiracy.
Hmm.
All right. Deborah Tavares. Okay, that was about the billionaire that financed the glyphosating of the trees. All right. California firefighters have reported seeing alleged firefighting airplanes and helicopters dumping accelerant rather than water on the burning areas of the megafires.
Could you repeat that?
California state and local firefighters on the ground in the areas of the Cal Infernos alleged firefighting airplanes, including helicopters, dumping accelerant rather than water on the megafires.
So the fire departments have been spreading, have oh, my goodness.
And I'm not saying, obviously I'm not saying all the firefighters
Correct.
Are doing this.
Yeah, right.
But there has to be negative, bought off
right.
cabal agents in these local firefighting agency
yeah.
and the, probably more the state, but then somehow infiltrating the local.
Right.
So it gets confusing because I know all these firefighters who are reporting and are not part of this.
Right.
But it doesn't take, with a pyramidal structure, which unfortunately most of our agencies in our society, our so-called democratic society, are, you just need a few bad apples to infiltrate who are giving the orders, and then
we got some questions have come in, and I want to let you finish your talk, and if there's time, I think I'd like to raise
some of
the questions.
And if not, we'll do it next time,
right,
and we'll keep the questions, I'll definitely answer them. Okay. Okay. Here's another repeat of the cabal agenda. Oil and gas geothermal fracking have been allowed in the obvious earthquake area around Montecito, California, which also happens to be it's near San Francisco, and it just happens to be the location of the Bohemian Grove.
Oh, really?
Illuminati male summer camp.
Right.
So that's very interesting. And the fact that they're doing the fracking, and it's known all over the world that causes earthquakes in an earthquake zone, and the plant is following a similar mode of operation to the geothermal plant that was also Rothschild connected near the volcano of Mauna Loa in Hawaii when you saw the massive eruption at the beginning of this year. Mm-hmm. So here you go with deliberate denial of remedy, indicating involvement in criminal conspiracy by the California and local state governments and local city governments allowing this fracking in that area.
Let me ask you a quick question, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
What can people do about this? Let's say I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think it was engineered to be this way.
Yeah.
It wasn't a natural fire. What can people do?
Okay. Let me see if there's anything else. All right. Let me just quickly go through, and then that was the last thing I was going to mention, because I think people need to leave with that.
Yeah, they need to leave with that.
All right. Okay.
On a positive note.
Yeah. I always do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry. I do have that at the end. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, Paradise, the next point, Paradise was a saloon mining town,
right,
and Paradise itself, here we go following the money, is sitting on a mountain of gold.
Really?
Yeah, it is a dormant mine, but it could be opened again, and you see an obvious reason why they'd want people off the land over and above just the light rail. Like I said, the cabal usually does things at multiple levels. They are very intelligent, though not particularly imaginative.
Right.
All right, now another thing that just popped up is a lot of the people who are real refugees, not the fake refugees trying to get across the border to the south, the people of Northern California are the actual refugees, and some of them, understandably, with their RVs and cars, have been parking at Walmarts. Walmart, the cabal-connected retailer, as is well known, except by a lot of people that seem to swear by them, rather than at them, just banned people who were victims of the fires from staying in the parking lots right before Christmas. So as a side note here, the cabal, the Satanists, are all about forcing people to suffer, and they really like to do this just before the holidays.
Wow.
And there's also the possibility of mudslides, I might add, because of the denatured
hills. Here's another question. Do you think they intentionally picked this time of Thanksgiving as a way to...
Irony. Use like really horrific, vile type double meanings and irony.
Interesting.
All right. Now, therefore, RICO indictments are indicated for what we have said and prosecuted since we've been under martial law since the Civil War, and I don't have time to explain that right now, but it's a fact and you can check it. They therefore, plus Trump's pronouncement, his EO, executive order of the winter solstice of last year, one of their favorite holidays, that states that basically that the property of war criminals can be and traitors can be confiscated. One of the remedies is military tribunals, which by the 66,000 plus sealed indictments, whether or not people know, I'm telling you right now, and there's places you can check on the internet where they're listed, and there's more of them in California than any other state by far. There's like 3,000 or 4,000, and keep in mind, each indictment can have multiple defendants on it. So that's one of the things indicated. All right, now these weapons. There's a precedent. I'm looking at the clock. So you see that this is not like out of the blue. There were weapons, directed energy weapons, tested in Panama City in 1989, in Iraq, the Highway of Death. Check it out. During the Gulf War in 1991, massacre of surrendering but fleeing Iraqi army soldiers, the elite guard.
Sure.
There were attacks on people in buses in Baghdad, downtown Baghdad, witnessed by credible witnesses, as was all of this. I can show you the witnesses. This was in 2003, as well as New York City, the World Trade Center in 2001.
Was it directed energy weapons used in these attacks?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. And then Greece in 2009, they had fires that suddenly appeared and were massively burning down the forests and many other structures near the forests, as well as they were being devastated economically by the cabal. Australia in 2014, massive similar fires, and California in 2017 and 18. And you can look at the Panama Deception, the Oscar-winning film from 1994. That will give you an idea. It'll show you what this looked like. 4,000 people were buried in mass graves. Over 3,000 people were buried in mass graves from 9/11, including the illegals working in the building, of which there were probably 1,000. So it's underestimated. Yeah. All right. Now, also I wanted to mention, and then I'll get to this other remedy. This is what we're also seeing in the rural areas and forests of California. It's a precursor to 5G Wi-Fi networks, which are going to, beyond the smart meters even, it's going to take this Holocaust up another level on many different ways. But if we're just talking about physical Holocaust with fire, because these things are going to be every 250 feet in municipal areas, and they will be inescapable. Therefore, if they're going to they're going to use these as locks, similar to the smart meters and these powertrains in the cars, it'll be inescapable. Like if you're in a rural, in an urban area, I guess this will be their black version rather than green version of sustainable development.
Wow.
All right. Now, the last thing I was going to say, and then maybe we can take a couple questions, is there's a legal remedy that we have been using against the smart meters. I have used several times in the weaker version in 2013 against chemtrails, GMOs, persecution of Muslims, and the IRS, all right? And it's using a form of natural law, and it's much more accessible because of cost, the fact you don't have to use corrupted lawyers who are British agents. Again, we can talk about that later, but we've got evidence for it. And these are one. And if we have enough hundreds and thousands of people, particularly in California, who have been victimized by what we spent the time describing, then I don't see how they're going to stand against this. It's going to be directed at those who were perpetrators, many of whom we've indicated or implied, or what direction to go in order to list the perpetrators, list the charges on it, and then have the contract that's going to enforce it. All right, that's all I wanted to say for the moment.
Okay, well, I always like to end up on a positive note, and you've been giving us an incredible amount of information, Rebecca, and I want to thank you so much for coming on today and being here in the studio and everything.
And I want to end on a positive note, saying that there are legal remedies that these are like innovations that just happened in the last several years, four years. There's also raising our frequencies and mass meditations, and supporting men with guns, which I believe are going to, at least for a short time, have to be the element to enforce the military tribunals and the sealed indictments. We're going to have that. I hate to say that, but it's happening on the cosmic level, too.
The purpose of this show, Rebecca, is to raise consciousness and give people the tools so that hopefully that they'll raise their consciousness and make this planet a better place. And what's happened recently in California, I find absolutely shocking.
Myself included.
These are not natural fires.
No.
And so a lot of people are asking questions. And I hope that these inquiries will lead to an investigation of both Senator Dianne Feinstein and her husband, Howard Bloom, which I think are benefiting from the fires.
Officials, the governors.
And including Governor Brown. So
And the new one.
And the new one, right. The
Newsom.
Governor Newsom. So I think we need to ask hard questions, and they're obviously not to be trusted, these people.
No.
Not to be trusted. The thing that got me going a couple of weeks ago when I started seeing these pictures coming out were these pictures of cars and vehicles in on a highway or on a beach, for example, in Malibu, beautiful beach, but they're all burned out. There's nothing left. The people that were in those cars are all dead.
Well,
and there's no fires around.
It's a possibility that some of them escape, but yeah. I predict that it's going to be in the number of thousands, and they're going to find ashes that they're going to have to identify. And I don't some of the people, like with 9/11, they may never be identified because it's a whole lot more difficult to identify DNA, which sometimes can be burned from bones with that level of heat.
Right, but this is these are serious fires that are not normal.
No.
And that's why I think people need to ask some hard questions about what's going on and stand up for their rights.
And another positive thing is, and you and I were talking about this earlier, is that if you go to YouTube and you type in California fires on their web search engine,
mm-hmm.
you will see that the majority of things coming up on YouTube deal with at least parts of the things that I just mentioned. Maybe not on the level that I just did it from an overview, but people are getting it because it's all aspects of what we just mentioned.
Right, and people are waking up.
They're waking up, and there's a pushback by these disinfo articles that are starting to appear saying that it's all conspiracy theory, et cetera.
It's too big. They've done too much destruction, killed too many people. They can't cover it up.
They've gone too far.
Yeah. So I urge everyone to investigate on your own, and I did today's show not as doom and gloom, but to make people aware of what's going on so we can prevent future tragedies. Please send lots of love and light to the people of California who suffered in these fires, and hopefully by increasing people's awareness about what went on here, that they will be stopped, prevented from causing any more damage in the future. I hope everyone has a wonderful and happy weekend. Thank you so much for listening today. And I'll look forward to talking to you again next week. Take care, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Thank you.